evening. Welcome to the all-new radio series of amazing stories from Skid Row. Brought to you by Union Rescue Mission, bringing hope and healing to the City of Angels. I'm your host, Kitty Davis Walker. I'm here with my co-host, that would be
Frank Motek.
All right, and co-host
Judith Alonso.
All righty then. Our guest on this evening is Corey. Corey is one of Union Rescue Mission's Christian Life Discipleship Program graduates. Well, coming up, the graduation's coming up soon. Corey, welcome to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. Talk to us and tell us, what was it like coming through the doors of Union Rescue Mission?
Yeah, it was definitely, you know, something new. Never would have thought I'd be coming to Skid Row, you know, first off.
Yeah,
what kind of led me here, I was looking at life in prison, and I heard about the Union Rescue Mission through a guy, Jim Causley, who he's been bringing guys through programs for like the last 15 plus years.
Wow. So we are known.
Yeah. I didn't even know about this place before until I got here.
So. Yeah.
I mean, because I've done a lot of jobs in L.A. I was a union iron worker for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to drive. I used to go all over the place in L.A., but I'd always, you know, drive around Skid Row instead of go through it. And so I never knew about the missions. I didn't even know about the programs out here.
Yeah. So. But you were working, so you probably just, drove by the missions and without any thought.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
My only thought was, you know, sitting in traffic and then going home and then repeat.
Yeah.
And So coming here, you know, it was definitely different for me.
Yeah.
Corey, tell us how you were received when you made your way into Union Rescue Mission. It's an amazing, welcoming place, right? Tell us about what happened when you came through the front door.
I met Mr. Brown.
Yeah. Mm. Bless his heart. He's gone to be with the Lord, but he really touched a lot.
Yes,
I call him
absolutely.
Father Brown.
Yes,
Corey.
Yes, he did.
That was my name for Mr. Brown, because he had been with us since we were on at Second in Main, and so you really got a welcoming when he came, because he knew all about the program and what you needed. So go ahead and tell us about your encounter with Father Brown.
Yeah, Mr. Brown, you know, sat me around the office and, you know, helped me kind of relax a little bit, because, you know, where I was coming from, you know, just, you know, straight from jail, just wrapped up a life, you know, life sentence case.
Wow.
So I was still kind of, you know, my, you know, emotions and my nerves were, you know, stretched out pretty far.
Mm-hmm.
And so seeing him, you know, he definitely helped me, you know, calm down and relax, and, you know, basically told me, like, you know, you don't have to worry about things like that anymore, you know, seeing how you're here.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a warm and welcoming, you know, experience, you know. Chaplain Peter was the chaplain of the Seeds at the time, and it was just a whole different experience from what I've been used to up until that point.
Right. So, you don't have to share exactly what happened to send you to jail. Was it perhaps something that you just got caught up in life?
Yeah, it was. I was looking at a third strike under the California strike law.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at 35 years to life.
Wow.
And so, which pretty much that means is that you got to do the whole 35 years before you become eligible for parole.
Mm-hmm.
So, with that being said, I probably would have been like 70.
Wow.
Before I even got, you know, thought about going in front of the board for the first time. And from what I know about that, like, you don't always get parole the first time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like once, like, every 3 to 5 years you go in front of the board. And, yeah, it would have been, pretty much would have been like a slow death, in a sense.
Yeah, yeah.
I liked when what you said, Corey, when we talked before, is that you said that URM was essentially your Hail Mary pass.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah, it was. Yeah, because before, you know, like the court system never gave me an opportunity for the program. They've always just, you know, threw the book at me or, you know, gave me the time. And so I was kind of asking the judge, like, hey, give me a chance, you know, like, you know, don't just lock me away, you know, give me another chance. And, you know, and so that's when that Jim Causey, the gentleman that brought me here, came into play, and we started going over programs. And, you know, I told him, like, look, you know, I got kids, I got a family, I like to be able to talk to them. And, you know, I told him I needed a program that wasn't in Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
Orange County, I know every little back alley, and, you know, pretty much it's like the back of my hand where I grew up. And he's like, well, I got a program out in L.A. It's in Skid Row. You know, so he gave me the brochure that he had at the time on this place and kind of outlined how the program worked. I'm like, okay, that sounds, you know, I know where Skid Row is. It's not that far away. And so I told him, like, all right, well, yeah, let's try that program out. And he secured an acceptance letter,
mm-hmm.
and gave it to my, you know, my public defender, which is pretty much the court-appointed attorney.
Yes.
And she submitted it to the DA, and the DA accepted it. And so, yeah, it was after Memorial Day weekend, and June 1st, I was walking through the door.
Wow. Wow.
So, yeah, it basically went from looking at 35 life to getting time served and coming here.
At Union Rescue Mission, they make a tremendous difference, right? And the way you were treated and handled, the approach there is different than other places. Tell us about that and how you've certainly have appreciated how things are done there. No drugs, no alcohol, right? And the environment is much safer and much better than the other places.
Yeah. So I've been to programs beforehand, you know, especially around Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this time around is like, this is the longest time that I've been totally clean from everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, the marijuana, you know, meth, everything, like, and, you know, there's hardly, if any, there's no criminal aspect here at all.
Yeah.
I've been to programs where it's just been nothing but parolees, and, you know, I hear it's totally safe here. Like, I really don't have anything to worry about here. I don't have to, you know, worry about any of my stuff getting stolen or anything like that. And with the chaplains here, it's just, you know, it's by far the best program that I've been to.
Bless your heart.
That's great to hear.
It is. And that's what Union Rescue Mission is all about. We're about recovery, a clean, sober, safe living environment, and providing programs and services for all of our guests who come through our doors. We have to go to a break in a moment, Corey. But when we come back, I want to hear about some of the classes that you've taken in our Christian Life Discipleship Program and how that has helped you move forward so that you can graduate and continue to thrive. So we're going to talk about that when we come back. We'll be right back with more right after these important messages.
You're listening to the all-new Amazing Stories from Skid Row. Homelessness is devastating communities nationwide, but nowhere more than right here in Los Angeles, now the homeless capital of America. But the Union Rescue Mission is trying to change that. Did you know that many homeless families did not choose life on the streets? Many are victims of circumstances that spiraled out of control. Whatever the reason is, it really doesn't matter. Each one is in great need of God's love. We're carrying out the words of Jesus Christ, and we're shining a bright light in a very dark place. I know our precious guests see our love as we receive so much back from them. The Union Rescue Mission, together with you, bringing hope, healing, and transformation to the streets of Los Angeles. Go to urm.org/KKLA. That's urm.org/KKLA.
Now, let's get back to more amazing stories from Skid Row. All right, Corey, continue and tell us about some of the classes that the Christian Life Discipleship Program provides at Union Rescue Mission.
Okay, so before I came here, I never really read the Bible or even bothered to pick up one. Growing up, it wasn't really like a religious family in a way. So with starting the day off with the public scripture reading at 6:30.
Yes.
I think that, for me, that's been, like, very helpful. At times, I kind of get lost, like, reading the Bible because it just seems like it's in tongues in a way. So it helps, in a group setting going over that. And then with Chaplain Tommy's class on breaking down certain sections where he makes us, underline and circle, like, person, places, things.
Yes.
Certain parts of the Bible that stand out for us. And to kind of, like, go over it, it definitely helps. I know I've been here prior for about going on 8 months now.
Yes.
But to be honest, though, like, I'm still kind of struggling a little bit, but not as much as I was before. The public scripture reading definitely helped the most. And then with Chaplain Ken's, the addiction course that he does, and then the anger management part of it has definitely helped.
Yes.
But too, because with the addiction, I'm finding out, like, it's basically like pain management. Kind of not dealing with, things, with the curveballs that life throws at me in a responsible way. But definitely helped, me to figure out, okay, this is triggering this addiction part of it.
Right. What's triggering it, yeah.
Tell us about your interactions with the chaplains. You mentioned Father Brown, who greeted you, but obviously on an ongoing basis, people treated you very lovingly, right, and guided you there.
Oh, yes, definitely. Growing up, I kind of grew up, kind of a little rough in a way. I mean, the family household, the family dynamic wasn't that bad, blue-collar family. But the crowd that I ran with, wasn't really that warm and welcoming at here. And so, Gregory Brown loved the man.
Yeah. Chaplain Ken, Peter, Chaplain Peter,
Chaplain Peter, he's definitely a no-nonsense kind of guy, but he can relate, which I like about him. Chaplain Ken, real calm, mellow man. Tyler, Yeah, you know, definitely see his heart in the right place for sure. And Chaplain Dan,
yeah.
Eduardo, I haven't really, you know, interacted with too much. But yeah, Chaplain Tyler, Chaplain Peter, Chaplain Tommy. I actually am his coordinator. You know, I'm with him most part of the day. Chaplain Rashid. Who else am I missing? I don't think I'm missing anybody else.
No, you know what? It's so many, and they all have a part to play in your life and as you know, moving forward. One of the classes you had mentioned about anger management, but isn't there also a financial piece one as well, kind of help you get your funds, get your budget together and stuff? Because once you leave us, you know, you're going to have a budget and all of those things. So isn't that one of the ones that's covered as well?
I'm not too sure. I mean, I'm pretty sure it is, but I haven't gone through that course yet.
Okay.
But I think one thing was interesting, you hit on it just a bit, that you are now a coordinator.
Yes.
And by doing that, you shared with me that you do something that you never thought you would do, is that you now, on Monday mornings...
What do you do? Yeah. What do you do on Monday mornings?
9 o'clock, I actually lead the 9 o'clock prayer.
Oh! Wow!
Yeah. Even then, like, I'm still trying to get it down a certain way that, you know, they kind of want it done here, but, yeah.
Is that on the rooftop?
No, this is it's 9 o'clock in the chapel.
Okay, you let the Holy Spirit lead and guide you in that prayer, and you'll find that it'll flow. Pray yourself before you begin to pray for others, that God's Spirit, His Holy Spirit, would lead and guide you as you lead prayer on Monday mornings. Wow, what a wonderful way to start the week with the guys.
And I think it's really very special because along those lines, when we chatted earlier, you had mentioned that because of your upbringing and your life before, that you had never thought...
Yeah.
That you'd be helping other people.
Right. Wow.
Yeah. You know, back, you know, my past life when I was, you know, running around on out in the streets and stuff, you know, a lot of people thought, you know, that I was just like a mean person, you know, that
wow.
Approachable and stuff like that. And
All right, Corey, we have to go to a break, and when we come back, you can continue that thought. And then also think about what does your future look like as you've gone through the Christian Life Discipleship Program. So we'll be right back with more right after these important messages.
Hi, I'm Kitty Davis-Walker with Union Rescue Mission. Every day we rescue and see Jesus redeem people who have ended up here on the streets of forgotten dreams. Men, women, and children who had dreams just like you. Every life is precious to God. So will you join us this year as a supporter of Union Rescue Mission? A gift of any amount will touch many lives. Find out more by going to urm.org. That's urm.org.
Now, let's get back to more amazing stories from Skid Row. All right, Corey, continue, my dear.
Corey, I know you're very proud of what you're doing, and we want you to speak up loud and proud so we can all hear you, please.
I never thought that I'd be, you know, doing what I'm doing now, you know, leading 9 o'clock prayer.
Yeah.
Helping, you know, because Tommy is the chaplain for the Seeds, and so I'm the coordinator for the Seeds, and I'm helping guys when they first get in, kind of pretty much doing what Mr. Brown was doing.
Wow.
Inspiration.
Yeah, a total inspiration. What does the future look like for Corey?
So a buddy once asked me, you know, if I ever saw myself getting high again or ever getting clean again. And, you know, I told him, you know, well, it comes and goes. And he's like, well, what do you mean by that? I'm like, well, you know, if you look at my track record, I got times that I'm clean and I got times that I'm using. You know, and this was about 2 years ago is when he asked me this question.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you know, I can definitely say that I don't plan on ever using again.
Amen.
Yeah, I can really see myself not losing everything and having to start over again.
Yeah. Any college classes in your thoughts in the future, perhaps, and what you'd like to do?
I'm getting signed up with the LA Trade Tech.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm getting my welding certs updated, and eventually I want to go on to do inspecting.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the goals for right now.
Mm-hmm.
The inspecting might be a little bit farther down the road once I get, my welding certs updated and able to get to, the classes. But for right now, though, yeah, definitely, college courses. Maybe get my children a little bit more into the church, a little bit more than what I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of hopefully, raise them a different way and raise them, in the house of God. So that way they don't have to go through, certain things or do certain things that I did.
Yeah. Bless your heart. Wow.
I really love how the Lord is really stretching you and mm-hmm. growing you. And part of that is that the chaplains have asked you to give your testimony at your graduation. What was that like when they asked you? How did you feel about that?
Oh, when they asked me, I was just like, okay. yeah, because I never really shared my story in a way or really, talked too much about me because, in the past and in a different life, and especially around certain people back then, it was not a good idea. But now, I'm like, okay, well, now I'm just trying to figure out, okay, how am I going to, put my story on paper and try to follow, sentence to sentence when, I kind of just want to like, all right, well, here, I just kind of just tell them, how it was. But yeah, it's all brand new to me.
It's a testimony, and you are going to help someone just like you are helping. You've stepped in, and you're doing what Father Brown did, so you're already well on your way.
Mm.
And we are out of time, but we thank you so much for being so brave and for sharing your story on Amazing Stories from Skid Row. Thank you, Corey.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
All the best to you, Corey. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Corey.
On behalf of Union Rescue Mission, thank you for joining us. Tune in Monday through Friday at 9:30 p.m. and Saturday at 5:30 p.m. for more Amazing Stories from Skid Row. Don't forget to visit us online this week at urm.org. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and X.
Thank you for listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. You may have heard a story that touched you deeply or even broke your heart. The truth is, most of us will never know what it's like to be on the streets, sleeping on a sidewalk, wondering where the next meal is coming from, freezing in the winter and unbearably hot in the summer without hope. The caring staff at Union Rescue Mission does. We know that as the compassion of Christ shines through them, lives are changed and hopes restored. That's why we're dedicated to the thousands of men, women, and children experiencing homelessness in downtown Los Angeles. Almost every night, URM has more than 1,300 human beings under its roof. This includes more than 900 moms, dads, and kids, and nearly 200 seniors. We do all this challenging work with no government support to fund our operations. We invite you to help us complete the circle of acceptance, redemption, and transformation. As little as $27 a month feeds a family of four a hot, nutritious meal. To give, go to urm.org/KKLA. That's urm.org/KKLA.